Welcome to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. I'm Susie Collick, the founder of Pretty Deadly Self-Defense, a self-defense program for women I developed based on my experiences as a violent crime survivor and my 23 years of training in the Japanese art of ninjutsu. I'm going to dive right in. Last week, we talked about self-defense, martial arts, and boobs. So I thought, while we're on the subject, let's talk about periods, too. Might as well just keep you as uncomfortable as possible. Before I go on, did you know we have merch? We do. It's new. Visit our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com and click on shop in the menu bar. And you can get our Warrior Women t-shirts, totes, and more printables, get yourself some kick pads, and a whole bunch of other cool stuff, including our signature cup of coffee. Makes a great gift for the badass in your life, even if that badass is you. What's it like for women training self-defense and martial arts during menstruation? And what is it like to train during perimenopause and menopause? Well, I can start with the menopause one because that's where I'm at. I'll tell you, it's great. No worries about pretty much anything at all. No worries about products, panties, spills, cramps, sweats. I mean, nothing. It's great. When I first entered menopause, which for those of you who don't know, means that that is the time that my menses stops, basically. So I no longer get my period. I'm not going to get into the whole medical thing because that's not what this show is about. But when my period stopped and I entered menopause, I found myself thinking, I wonder if I'll be lighter now. I wonder if I'll be able to jump higher. I wonder if I'll be able to move in a lighter way. And I say that because I'm someone who is extremely grounded when I move, regardless of whether that's in martial arts or fitness or self-defense. And a lot of that has to do with my reproductive organs. I'll get to that in a minute. But let's go to the step before menopause, which is perimenopause. Now, this can be a really challenging time in someone's life. There's a lot of overlap with puberty, and that just makes it extra frustrating because you are aware that you are essentially going through puberty, whereas when you were going through puberty the first time, you didn't know it. So there's a lot of brain fog and short-term memory loss that is temporary. In addition to all the physical stuff like hot flashes, poor coordination, weight gain for some, there are good things too. You are incredibly strong during this time and also incredibly sensitive to nonverbal cues. You can pick up vibes off of people like that, and you're almost always accurate, which makes you a badass. For trainers, if your clients are expressing a lot of frustration with their bodies, a disconnection or a confusion and coordination issues, this could be the culprit. Just be patient with them. And if you have experience teaching teenagers, apply that experience now nicely. And on to active menstruation. Whether you're just starting out or menstruation has been a part of your life for a while, menstruation can affect your training both in martial arts and in self-defense. But first, let's dispel some myths. You can't smell it. So if you are menstruating, other people don't know. And it's true that our smell can change over the course of our menstrual cycle, but it's on a subconscious level. People cannot actively smell it. You are not actively emanating a more tangible perfume. However, your sense of smell may become very acute. That happened to me throughout my entire menstrual life, is every time I was menstruating, my sense of smell was really, really, really sharp. And that could make training challenging, especially if you're training in a place where people very often get very sweaty. I walked into dojos and almost turned around and walked out because I was gagging on the smell. And these were smells that I couldn't detect at any other time of the month. So it's not like they were particularly unsanitary. It's that I was particularly sensitive. Not every woman gets cramps and not every woman experiences PMS. So again, if you're a trainer, please don't assume that a woman is experiencing this just because she's menstruating or just because she identifies as a woman and has a uterus. These things don't always go hand in hand. And sometimes it's easy to dismiss women, and it's sort of the classical old fashioned thing to do, to dismiss women as, you know, being on her period or having PMS because she's simply establishing boundaries. Boundaries are boundaries, regardless of how they're delivered. And regardless of what time of month they're delivered. For self-defense, it can be a little bit easier when you are menstruating, because often we train self-defense in sports clothes. In Pretty Deadly, we do encourage people to train in their everyday clothes, but for some people that is sports clothes. If you are training in martial arts and you train in a white gi, that can be a challenge because spillage and leakage is a concern for women. So if you are a trainer or instructor and you notice that some of your female students tend not to come around at a certain time of the month, that could be the reason why. As I said, when I was actively menstruating, I was very, very, very grounded. I'm still actually very grounded. So entering menopause did not resolve that. It's not a problem, but it didn't change that for me. When I was menstruating, in the time that I actually had my menses, my period, I was even more grounded. My legs were very, very heavy, sometimes because of cramp pain, but sometimes just because they were extra heavy. It was really hard to roll. It was really hard to do any leaps that we might have had to do. I felt like I weighed about 5,000 pounds and lived on, whatever planet it is that has really heavy gravity, because now I don't remember, but it was really, really hard to move. You may also be very sensitive to pain during this period of your period, which is very normal, but something to be aware of. Because if we happen to start training, like our very first time training, while we get our period, things might hurt more than you expect them to. And that can turn you off of self-defense training or martial arts training. We really should have a system where women feel comfortable saying that we're having our periods and it's going to affect our training right now without it feeling like a stigma. I'm not talking about like putting on a pink band or a red band or something, but where we can simply say, you know, this is affecting my training and it's not that big of a deal. It doesn't mean you have to treat me with kid gloves, but you need to know that I might be a little more sensitive or I might be a little more sluggish, and adapt to that. That's good for training partners as well, by the way. Back to perimenopause. During perimenopause, everything is more acute, meaning your senses and, you know, your ability to pick up on nuances and people's vibes. But you can also feel very foggy and things can be very confusing. Brain fog is a thing. The world around you doesn't quite feel like it did before. The body really has to take over and guide during this time, because the brain is just swimming in hormones and is being pulled in what feels like a thousand different directions. That can be great, actually, when we allow our bodies to take the lead and teach us. That can accelerate our training, but we need to know that that's what's happening and not try to force our brains over our bodies. And that brings us back to menopause, which I reiterate is awesome. You have been listening to the Pretty Deadly podcast. You can learn more about who we are and what we do and how to find a Pretty Deadly course near you by visiting our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com. And if you're a fitness or martial arts pro and you'd like to enhance your instructor skills, our certification programs are open for enrollment, and you can find them on our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com/selfdefensetrainer, all one word. This podcast is produced by Zynga Network for Pretty Deadly, recorded in Berlin, and our original music is the track Icarus Wish by Berlin band Dead Centuries, used with permission of the artists.